Hello! You are listening to The Dungeon Boys. The Dungeon Boys is a group of friends telling a story, Dungeons and Dragons style. This podcast is 1,000,000% for adults because we say mature content in an immature way. Content warnings can always be found in the episode description. This is our first campaign, Stardust Echoes, which is a science fiction homebrew high fantasy campaign about a group of unlikely and likely heroes and anti-heroes coming together to try to save their star system, which is the Adial star system. If you're digging our podcast, stay till the end where you can learn all about some more ways you can support the Dungeon Boys and see some really cool content if this podcast is for you. But with that, I'll go ahead and introduce the boys. Arland, who plays Valen, the winged tiefling warlock sorcerer.
Hi.
Grant, who plays Kathal Torash, the golden dragonborn barbarian.
Hi.
Ellie, who plays Pants, the artificer kobold.
Hello.
Lindsay, who plays Six, the babe cat tabaxi rogue.
Hi.
Anthony, who plays Grayson Cato, the half-elf ranger warlock.
Hi.
And Dylan, who plays Temple, the warforged monk of mercy.
Hello.
And my name is Justine, and I will be your dungeon master for this campaign. But with that, the Dungeon Boys proudly present Stardust Echoes. Last episode. The party continued to make their way back to the planet of Moss to check in on their former friend, Tarawin. When they made their way to the state, they did see half of it was destroyed, after Tarawin experienced some kind of magic surge from when the group had witnessed the destruction of the Feywild. As they arrived on the planet, the group was introduced to Grayson's old swordmaster and family friend of the Cato estate, and also was reunited with Grayson's older brother, Jericho. After pleasantries were exchanged, Torash could wait no longer and had to find Tarawin. They were told that she was deep within the maze of one of the hanging waterfall gardens. The party split, with Six and Pants staying with Jericho, the swordmaster, and taking advantage of the free buffet table, and Temple, Valen, Torash, and Grayson making their way to the gardens. There are many gifts that had arrived that were put into the gardens that Jericho had let Grayson know were for the coming remembrance ceremony to crown him an official dragon rider. But as they got closer to one of the gifts, a large mirror, it seemed to show them reflections that weren't theirs. And as Grayson went to cover the mirror, he was pulled inside, trapped, and stuck. Torash, who had already been halfway towards the mazes within the gardens, turned back to barely miss a dart from a tabaxi crouched in a tree.
Yeah, Grayson is just thriving in his new mirror prison. He's just like, I got banana bread, dude. Hell yeah. I have no responsibilities in here. Hell yeah. I can't hear my idiot party members talking.
Trash, this dart went by your neck and you look up and there is crouched a tabaxi in full cyberplate armor.
Who sent you?
Crouching, smiling at you, and I need...
He's like heavily armored.
Yeah, and I can't wait to fucking kill him.
Torash, Valen, Temple, and Grayson to all roll initiative.
Hey, we're going to level up after this so I can get fucking feral sense.
We'll see.
Are you sure I need to roll initiative? I'm in a mirror.
Yeah.
I'm in a mirror.
Grayson rolled a 9.
Horash rolled a 5.
Valen rolled an 11. That's 10 plus 1, so 11.
Oof.
Love this.
Temple rolled a 12.
Wow, we're fucking killing it with these initiative rolls, guys.
This guy doesn't roll above a 12 or 5.
Well, he has a +5 to initiative.
Oh, I was going to say, I'm sure he did.
Torash, do you say anything or react so that your friends hear anything before we start?
I'm going to turn to the Tabaxi. I'm going to take my greatsword out and ignite it.
Okay, that's enough. Well, I mean, you can keep going, sorry, but...
No, I'm going
to,
yeah.
That's all you get. You're done.
I meant that's enough for them to hear it. Yeah.
Oh,
that's it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, I thought you could be like, nope, that's enough. You're done. We're going to combat. I was like, wow, all right, fuck.
I'm not that much of a dick.
You're done. And then I'm going to look... I'm just going to look over at the assassin and just look at him and say, who are you here for?
With that, Temple, you're up first in initiative with this Tabaxi on deck.
Who do you work for?
Who sent you?
Where is she?
Just a couple context questions. When Grayson tried to drape the thing over the top and he said that he touched the side, did he touch glass or the frame? Like, if you touch anything about this thing?
The frame he touched.
If you touch anything about this thing, okay.
Just throw this assassin in here with me.
Yeah.
We'll be fine.
Yes.
I think Grayson's shared with all of you that there's been multiple assassination attempts on his life. Or has he just shared that with us?
It's probably come up.
No, I've shared it with
I'm pretty sure it's come up.
Yeah.
Temple sees Torash ignite his sword, looks where he's looking, sees the assassin, and he places the butt of his spear on the top of his foot and does a sort of like back sort of handspring and kicks the spear up over the top of the mirror and just launches it at this thing.
That's cool as shit.
What?
Grace is in the mirror eating manbread, like, oh, both dodge, cool.
So you did it at the... Sorry, you did that at the assassin or you did that at the mirror?
At the assassin.
Studs!
My goal is to hopefully snag some piece of him or something and pull him in with the spear.
Ooh.
14 plus 7, 21 to hit.
No, because...
What? Tell me.
Because the first number is what you can throw the javelin up to at regular, but after that first measurement to the second measurement, it has to be a disadvantage.
Oh.
Roll disadvantage.
Oh, it says 2060. Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it means that the first 20 feet that the spear travels, he can throw it normally, but that last 40 feet, that has to be thrown at disadvantage.
Throw disadvantage.
Okay, so the first roll was a 21. Second roll's a 10.
Aw.
Yeah, it goes and it hits the tree, not him, about 2 feet below him, and you see his shoulders go up and down like he's laughing.
Ah.
And he hops down on your spear.
As he touches the spear, I recall it.
Oh, fuck yeah, okay.
Hoping it snags his boot or something.
Or just makes him fall.
Yeah, he is instantly pulled towards you, Temple.
Hell yeah, what an idiot.
Nice job.
Hell yeah.
The mirror's between me and him.
Ooh.
Ooh. I don't see what's happening either because I don't have an angle.
So I'm going to try to catch the spear and like smear him into the mirror.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell
yeah. I am going to roll a dexterity saving roll for him.
That makes sense.
And then I'll use the mirror's AC. That's a natural 20 for 27.
Piss.
So he is pulled. You definitely see him a surprised look on his face, but he is able to like Matrix style kind of go through the like by the side of the mirror, and he kind of tumbles instantly crouched right next to you. Do you want to use? Is it your bonus action to recall?
Oh no, it just says it returns immediately after it is used.
It's a magic of the spear, yeah.
Oh, okay. So you still have a bonus action and movement, Temple.
Okay. I'm going to try to sidestep him.
Force him into the mirror.
Yeah, I'm going to, like, engage with him, sort of circle walk around him, flurry of blows to shove. Or actually, no, just the shove action to shove him into the mirror.
I think shove is an action, not a bonus action.
Okay, I'll just do flurry of blows then. Fuck me running. Well, after mods, that's a 13.
That does not hit.
Fuck.
So you go to hit him, and he perfectly... dodges out of the way. Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah, that's all I got.
For his turn, he is going to use cunning action and disengage from you both. Does a full front flip off of the gazebo, slides perfectly in the grass. What's everyone's passive insight?
15.
16 for Grayson.
Yeah, Temple's is 16.
12.
Okay, anyone with a 15 or higher, this fighting style looks extremely like sixes.
Mm.
It's Bart,
probably.
Okay, so he still has an action. So he is going to pull out a super, super cool, very, almost like a sawed-off shotgun, but space rifle. He flips it once with his hand, like an old-school gunslinger, pulls it up to his eye, it charges, and pow, he's going to try to shoot at Valen.
Oh.
Does a 20 hit?
Yes.
10 piercing to you, Valen.
Okay.
And then he flips you off. As that blast goes off, you hear, "What was that?" from the maze, Torash. There she is, Dum Dum's back.
Dum Dum's. Guess who's back?
Ooh, Dum Dum's back.
Back again. Valen, you're up with Grayson on deck.
Tell Torash. Does Torash stay or does he go?
Valen, what you got?
I'm gonna cast Fireball.
Oh, got him.
I'm gonna turn to Grayson and I'm gonna say sorry. I'm like, sorry about this, and I'm just gonna cast Fireball, but he can't see anything.
I just see Valen.
And then I just do this.
Just a thumbs up.
And then I'm just kind of casting it in that general area. I need a dex save from him, please.
Absolutely.
Do you hit any of us?
It depends where he casts it, right?
No, I would cast it to where it would just be in the back corner of the whole thing.
You rolled a 13.
That does not save.
Ooh, yeah.
Get wrecked.
It's a 20-foot radius, yes.
Okay, I'm going to draw a circle because all this grass is going to catch on fire.
Oh, yeah. Uh-oh.
That's fine. We'll take fire damage. That's fine.
Okay, yeah, you, Grayson, you see through this little portal of blinding flash that almost hurts your eyes a little of a fire. And Temple, you feel the warmth of on your chest. Torash, you see Valen's green and red energy combined, and how much damage does this guy take? Oh, shit. I don't like that sound.
What level did you cast this at?
Third level.
Hell yeah.
Oh, no. I don't want him to die this fast.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. He might die.
Wait, not to be that kid asking for extra homework, but Justine, does he have evasion?
I love it.
But when does the evasion take place?
It's a reaction.
Is it a reaction?
It's a reaction.
But he already, even if he uses bonus action and action to move and cunning action
reactions
to dodge,
reactions are different. And he does not have evasion.
Okay, so he's not yet level 7.
Well, he's a level 3 rogue, a level 3 fighter, and a level 3 ranger.
Jeez.
Oh, hell yeah.
That's a 29 fire damage.
Hell yeah. Nice.
Disgusting. Okay, I love that. Yeah, you see the fire, all these plants start sizzling, and you just hear from inside his mask.
So he flipped me off, right?
Yeah.
I think the magical news happens. He flips me off after he shoots me, and I go to Grace, and I'm like, oh. Flip him off back, and then the fireball happens.
Yes!
Love it. Any bonus action?
And that is it for my... I don't have any bonus actions, so...
Because, like, Valen instantly knows that that's Bart, right?
That's what I was just about to ask.
Would I have known... Could I tell that it's him?
All you know is that he has a similar fighting style to Six.
Got it.
We've seen Six fight, so... Yeah.
So Grayson, you're up with Torash on deck.
Awesome. I'm going to Misty Step out of the mirror.
Oh shit, let me look at it.
Any planar stuff with the,
Well, so what all Misty Step says, briefly surrounded by a silvery mist, you teleport up to 30 feet to an unoccupied space that you can see. I can see the space I want to teleport to. So unless the mirror itself says I can't teleport out of it, I should be able to.
A creature trapped within a cell inside the mirror can escape using magic that permits planar travel. Otherwise, the creature is confined until freed.
Okay. I mean, Misty Step isn't planar travel. That's just a teleport.
Damn.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, that's totally why. That's good. It's good to know.
But it is your turn. I need a DC 15, I need a charisma saving throw. Sorry about that. Oopsies.
15.
Bye.
God damn it. Grayson steps out of the mirror, and Azuron comes from the sky and instantly is on your shoulder.
Hell yeah.
Grayson, you see now this assassin who you haven't seen before.
Yeah.
And he...
Also, a bunch of his Cato estate is on fire.
Yeah, and he, the assassin clicks in on a mic on the side of his head in this thing and goes, target acquired.
Oh.
Oh.
Was the save...
an action.
It was an action? Okay.
You have a bonus action and movement.
I heard him say that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Looking around at the situation, Grayson is going to realize the safest place for him to be at this moment is back in the mirror, so he's just going to walk backwards back into the mirror.
Amazing.
Oh my
yep.
God.
You are trapped in the mirror.
Grayson's like, you guys got this, right? Goodbye.
Grayson, I, okay. Yeah, sure.
Amazing. Amazing.
Tumble loves that.
That's fucking hilarious.
Amazing.
Torash, you're up, and we will then switch to Six and Pants.
I'm going to... Is there a way that I could do, like, a perception check or something like that to see if I can tell if that is Bart?
Yeah, you can do investigation.
Oh, you fucker, that was on a... No, that was almost a natural 20. Fuck.
Just yell his name or something.
Hey, yo, Bart!
Yeah, I rolled a 6. Okay.
You cannot tell if this is Bart or not.
Bart!
Hey, yo, Bart!
Hey, yo, Big Daddy B!
Yo, Bart,
Big Daddy B!
So I'm just going to run forward in the direction of where he was, where he is, I should say.
Just sprinting like the cop in Cloudy, or the fucking meatball.
In Terminator.
Yeah. I'm only going to go up about 30 feet.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be like, Bart, if that's you, halt. And I'm going to cast command.
Oh. Ooh.
Dude.
And do the halt.
Wisdom save.
Yes,
I didn't know you could do that. That's neat.
I love Paladin Torash. Love Paladin Torash.
He rolled an 18, so he
Dang.
Saved.
Ah, bullshit.
But when you say Bart, halt, he stands up and looks at you and kind of cocks his head and goes,
what did you just call me?
And then we will go ahead and switch to the other group.
Oh, shit.
Guys, Grayson's just vibing.
Grayson's just vibing.
Living in a mirror.
Glass prison.
And with that, we will go ahead and switch back to Six and Pants. You're sitting munching. There is so much food.
I just want us to be silently eating together. We're just like looking across this little table at one another, just like, yes.
And then you hear, and the door opens and Jericho comes back.
No. This fucking guy.
This guy.
Ugh.
This guy. Hey, Jericho.
Yes?
Do you got a armory close by anywhere around here?
Not for you, creature.
Excuse me?
Maybe for your friend, though.
Oh, all right. Six, ask him if he has an armory.
First of all, nobody calls him creature but me. Second of all, do you have an armory?
You know, I'm really so bummed that I hadn't seen you before now. What with the ball at the remembrance ceremony.
I wouldn't have gone with you even if you asked me.
I can be persuasive.
Ew.
I can murder people, too.
Don't worry. Terwin agreed to be my partner.
Ooh.
Didn't want to drop that on your dragonborn friend.
Is she having a stroke?
And he's flipping a dagger as he's talking to you. Well, when the PR rushed to the Cato estate, I told her I wouldn't bring up her name if she'd do me the privilege of being my partner at the ball.
Pants walks over to him.
Wow. You're really shorter than I even remember.
He punches him in the nuts.
Perfect.
Roll. Hey, unarmed strike.
Perfect.
Come on, natural 20.
Grab a stick and twist it.
Twist a stick.
12.
Yeah, you go to punch it, punch in pants, and he perfectly sidesteps you.
Aww.
Grabs your horn, rips your head back so your chin is forced to look up, and he goes, try that again, and I'll liquefy you.
I want to try to kick him in the nuts now. Wait, I don't think my foot would reach up that high. Dang it.
He walks up to Six and says, you can always take Terwin's place.
Kick him in the nuts, Six. Kick him in the nuts.
If you touch my son again like that, you're going to lose your hand. And the only way I would go with you is to make sure that Torash's feelings didn't get hurt.
Aww, Daddy.
So we have a date, and he holds his hand out.
Can I discuss it amongst my peers?
No.
Ugh.
Cringe.
I hate you. Why do you want to go to the ball with somebody that hates you?
For my reasons or mine.
You're gross. Yeah, I'll go with you.
I'm also powerful, handsome, hilarious, have connections. And he just keeps going and going. And then realizes what you says, and he goes, you will. I can't wait to tell Grayson. And he sits down at the table.
Yeah, can I leave and just like leave?
Let's just start scooping the sandwiches into our arms and leave.
And we leave.
Yeah.
Yeah, you there's a servant that's standing and he says, Would you like me to take you to the gardens?
Pants like whispers to him, he's like, can you take me to the armory?
I'd have to get permission. Lord Jericho.
He already said yes.
And Jericho looks up.
He flips him off.
He just smiles and eats. And yeah, this servant takes you towards the gardens.
Can I roll to sneak away?
Oh, for sure.
Do I do stealth or?
Stealth.
Snake, snake, snake. Damn it. 10.
See, if you had the cloak, you'd have a +4 to them.
Shut
at least.
Up!
As you start to sneak away, Pants, another servant is walking up the same hallway you're going down and goes,
oh, I think that you were misdirectioned. It's this way, young sir.
I need to use the restroom. We'll roll persuasion. 18.
Good job, Ellie.
Yes.
Yes, there's one right on the way to the gardens. Here, I'll take you.
I'm a big boy. I can go by myself. Thank you for the direction.
You know where it is?
Yeah, you just said it's next to the gardens.
Oh, okay. Thanks. And walks away.
Did that work? Am I out of sight?
Yeah.
Cool. Okay. And then Pants uses the hat, disguise self.
Yes.
Disguise, hat of disguise, and turns into Jericho.
Oh, shit. Okay,
but you're like a midget Jericho.
Yeah, I'm like, ah, damn it, I can't grow. That's right.
It can only, I think you can grow like a foot.
Yeah, okay, I'll be like tiny Jericho. It'll work. Pants, yeah. I'm like tiny Jericho.
I'm rich and powerful.
Six, you're following the servant. You get to the outdoors and look behind you and Pants is not there. Do you follow the servant more or do you go try to find Pants?
I want to go find Pants.
Okay.
They do not want to be part of this fight.
No.
That's okay. I don't care. That's great. Cool. Six.
Yeah.
Please roll investigation.
Okay, you got it.
To see if you can find Pants.
Tiny Jericho.
Investigation.
That's so funny.
Oh, perfect. Six rolled a 5.
Nice. I love it when my shenanigans get the better of me and then Anthony's just like, rules, and I'm like, oh yeah, I don't care, I'll still do it.
Yeah, I'm rich and powerful, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, my douchebaggery has made me tiny.
Six, you walk in the exact opposite direction of where Pants had gone.
Perfect.
Hell yeah.
All right, Pants. And Pants, roll investigation to try to find your way to the armory.
Thank you. 15.
Yeah, Pants, you start to make your way. You're doing a pretty good job. You kind of peek in rooms here, there. You see a room that's like a huge bathing chamber with natural hot springs. Oh. You see a huge study with two elven women painting. And then you see where the armory would be. And just as you get to it, the door opens. And the gentleman you saw Grayson talking to.
Oh, shit.
Earlier, the salt and pepper gentleman is walking out and he kind of looks at you and says, Jericho?
Yes. yes.
Are you working on new magic?
Yeah, yes. It's a little embarrassing. Could you just not look at me and let me pass, please?
Roll deception with advantage.
If this works out, it's gonna be so fucking hilarious.
Well, one of them's a 5.
I do. One of them's a
2. He's like the Lord of Security. Like,
perfect. This gentleman kind of giggles to himself and goes, "Hmm, yes. Well, Jericho, I'd be pleased to assist you. You're headed to the armory."
Yes, yes. I wish to, I need a, my, you know that little kobold that you met at the beginning?
I do.
Well, he is in need of a crossbow, and I was just, unlike myself, would, like to just get him one as a gift.
Very unlike you, but good self-awareness. Did the kobold friend happen to go with Grayson?
Yes, and well, he was eating sandwiches, and then I told him to go to the garden, and that is where he went.
Very, very good of you. Well, please, Lord Cato, Jericho, follow me.
I think he would know that it's like, I feel like he would know it's pants.
Oh yeah, he knows.
100%.
Yeah, like, based on that.
I think this old guy's just super chill.
I love this.
Oh my god. Oh, I'm crying.
So this gentleman takes you into an armory, pants, and you see every kind of weapon ever. And he goes, crossbows, you say?
Yes, specifically one about my size as I am now. That's why I shrunk myself, to compare. Yes.
Very believable. Jericho, you're so intelligent. Yes.
Thank you. Oh, I know. I am just so smart and handsome and full of myself and beautiful. Oh, and God. I could get any lady that I want.
He's literally trying so hard not to die cracking up. And now we're going to switch back to the other group.
Hell yeah.
All right. Temple, I have you up with this tabaxi on deck.
Temple just saw Grayson step backward back into the mirror and sees him doing the cabbage patch. And he's like, okay, he's...
Yeah, for flavor too, when Grayson initially escaped and her target acquired, he just heard Grayson go like, nope, and just step backwards into it.
Goodbye.
Temple's going to throw the spear again, this time swinging it around and like letting it go so it's going to spin at the thing. So it has hopefully
that's cool.
Wider sort of area to hit.
Nice.
Yes.
26. And I'm within range this time.
You are.
Nice. Yeah, that fucking hits.
Fuck yeah.
Roll damage.
Cool. I'm not going to roll piercing because I'm trying to like slash him with it. That's 9 damage. He's going to move. I think he, when the assassin was up on the little steps or the little terrace thing with them, and they were fighting and none of his blows were connecting, and the assassin disengaged, I think Temple stepped back and was leaning up against the banister. He's going to step up onto the banister, run along it, jump down onto the lawn, and get up close to engage and give another flurry of blows.
Oh, super cool.
Hell yeah.
20.
20 hits.
Cool. 2 unarmed strike. So that's 8 plus 8. 16 more damage.
He's not looking good.
Nice.
That's my turn.
He's up. He disengages and steps back and says,
whoa, 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 whoa. How do you know the name Bart for a tabaxi?
It's not Bart.
Looks at Torash.
I don't say anything.
He taps his helmet. It comes, it kind of pulls back like one layer at a time.
Iron Man style.
Cool.
Yeah, Iron Man style. And you see a bobcat tabaxi that looks just like Six.
Hmm.
And he is looking at you all really confused that you would have said that name. And he goes, bucket, work is work. And the way he says it just seems a lot like Six, too. as an action, I'm going to shoot again at Balin. That's a natural one for a 10. So he's so concerned and confused, he goes to shoot. His space rifle backfires and he's,
Oh my god.
Because he didn't have his helmet on and he's blinded for one sec.
Fucking get wrecked.
Get wrecked.
Well played.
Valen, you're up with Grayson on deck. So you all can see his face now. This creature looks a lot like Six and is also reacting to the fact that you used the word Bart.
But it's not Bart.
It's not Bart.
And none of you want to stop and chat with him about that?
We'll see. Valen's up with Grayson on deck.
Valen's going to Misty Step behind.
Oh, you motherfucker. That's what I was going to do.
I want to grab him.
Ooh, grapple.
You motherfucker. You literally read my mind. That's exactly what I was going to do.
You motherfucker.
Gotta level up there, Torash.
Did you want to... Do I need to do anything for that?
Strength versus strength, right? Yeah, he rolled a 10. Oh, Arlen's face.
Looks like it's going to be close.
Oh, plus one. It's a 9.
Aww.
Yeah, you go to grab him. You actually get a good handle on him, but then he almost, like, jello-y, like, slips out underneath you and crouches again.
Okay.
As a reaction, he hits the side of his thing, and his helmet comes back on, but he's still blinded.
I forgot he was blind. Balin either should have rolled with advantage or he should have rolled with disadvantage.
Oh, okay, I'll roll with disadvantage then.
Because he's blind.
Blinded by the light.
For a strength roll?
Because I'm blinded.
I figured I would get advantage, but okay, fine.
Because he doesn't know what's happening.
Yeah, if you had had an effect that made you cooler, I would have given you advantage, but he has something that's making him shitty, so I'm giving him disadvantage. Well,
it was the idea that I missed a step behind him, so the last he saw me was in front of him.
He didn't see anything. He's blinded.
No, he shot at me. I'm saying, like, the last place he saw me was...
Well, he attempted to, but then...
No, I'm just saying, like, his line of sight was in front of me. He shot at me.
Also...
Was blinded, and then I appeared behind him. That's why I would justify...
Rules as written, if a creature is blinded, any attack made against him has advantage.
Okay, go ahead and roll with advantage, Bella.
Okay.
He's still at a 10.
That's a natural 20.
Nice.
Oh, shit. Yeah, he goes to crouch, Valen, and you actually, like, pull your arms up underneath him and have him in, like, what's that called?
A full Nelson.
And he cannot move at all.
Yeah. Can I use movement to get him out of the fire?
Yeah, that's fine.
He would be taking more damage in that little circle of fire, right?
Yeah.
And he looks pretty bad.
Yeah, he looks really bad.
Yeah. So the idea is he recognized Bart's name. My sense of things, I'm like, cool, I need to talk to this guy. I need to figure out what the fuck's going on and who he is. So I want to restrain him and then pull him out so he doesn't get more damage.
Yeah, strength contested rules again. You get advantage. Because he's still blinded. By the light.
That's a 14.
This is a 13. You pull him out of the fire.
Cool. Yeah, pull him out of the fire. And I'm just like, and I'll like whisper, I'm like, how do you know Bart? And then that'll be my turn.
Grayson, you're up with Torash on deck.
Awesome. Grayson can't see anything anymore because it's out of his little range of vision.
Mm-hmm.
He'll see if he can get out of the little prison realm again, just see what's going on.
Roll a 15 charisma saving.
Roll to sneak a peek.
Nope.
14. You're stuck still.
Yikes.
He hits the thunk. He goes, oh, didn't work this time.
Oh, damn.
Dunk.
Darn.
Grayson, anything else you want to do?
Nah.
Okay, Torash, you're up.
Grayson's vibing.
I am 40 feet away from him. So, I'm going to walk up to him. Through the fire.
Ooh.
Oh! Badass!
I am Dragonborn.
I'm going to pretty much stand in the fire while Valen is holding him and ask him, who sent you and why are you after us?
He is not going to answer.
I'm just going to rock his shit and I'm just going to unarmed strike him.
Hell yeah.
Non-lethal, just to try and just fucking just make him talk.
Oh shit.
Punch him.
You're just sucker punching the shit out of him.
And that's how Torash interrogates things.
Does it not go the way I thought it was gonna go, guys?
That's gonna be a dirty, slutty 20 to hit.
Nasty 20.
Yeah, dude. You punch him right in the face. go ahead and give me your damage.
Crunch up the helmet. All that nice little intricate stuff.
What is your damage for an unarmed strike?
It's 5 damage.
Yeah, his helmet flies off, and he just has blood coming out both kitty nostrils.
Oh, shit.
And he looks at you, and he says, "Going for Grayson, not you fucks."
God.
And then we'll switch to 6.
I
want to
keep...
I know.
Okay, 6, so you are kind of wandering down hallways, not sure where Pants is going, and you're kind of looking around. There are, you know, doors and windows all around you.
I was just going to say, is there a window?
What's your passive perception, 6?
Ooh, thank you for asking. It is a 14.
You see Valen holding your brother in a full Nelson, blood dripping down his face, and Torash just sucker punch him.
How high is this window?
It's on the first story, not high at all.
Can I jump out of it?
Absolutely.
And just run?
Yeah, you're going to run over the bridge and to the garden?
Yep.
So 6, I'm going to let you use your movement to run towards here. You get there. You're coming up behind them.
Torash is holding him.
Valen's holding him.
And Torash just punched him in the face.
Just punched him
and
right in the face.
And there's blood dripping down his mouth.
So she's just going to say, "Ham! Ham!
Ham!
Bacon!"
He goes, "Scout!
Valen! Fucking put him down!"
I'm like, 6? What? He's trying to kill Grayson!
I'm trying to do my job. Why are you here, Scout?
6 is like, "Well, who hasn't tried to kill Grace? Come on, it's just kind of..."
"These are my friends?"
"You have friends?"
"Sort of."
"Can you tell them to maybe fuck off and drop me?"
I'm gonna do the thing where you kick his knee out from under him so he's on his knees, and then I'm gonna let him go.
Okay, we are officially out of initiative.
Woo!
Grayson,
yeah.
Roll a charisma saving throw.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, 19.
Hey.
19. Grayson's perfect. The dice have a story to tell today.
Yeah, they really do.
Seriously.
Grayson perfectly steps out of the mirror as you see this guy hit his knees. He looks up and goes, "Damn, Scout, you cut your hair?"
"No."
"Oh, I just haven't seen you in a minute. It looks good."
"Yeah.
Hey. What the fuck's going on?"
"Yeah, you tell me. What are you doing? What are you doing here?"
Killing a target.
"Are you trying to kill Grayson too?"
"Yeah, Grayson Kato is the target for sure. Is it your friend or..."
"Yeah, he's my friend." Why?
"Money, dude."
"Money, dude?"
"No, I know, of course. It's always the money, but why?
He looks around and he goes, "Come on, man. I'm not going to give my person's information in front of these buckheads."
"Okay."
When he says that, it's just, you hear a cocking of the gun, of my gun.
"Oh, shit."
When he says that, and I'm just back there, just pointing it at his head.
"Hey, I'm trying to have a conversation. I'm trying to have a conversation with my little sister. Could you not?"
"Oh, you can continue. We're going to be right here, though."
Valen, stand down.
Grayson walks up and says, "You are not who I was expecting."
"Yeah, well, that's great. I wasn't expecting to see my little sister here. So we're all kind of in the same boat."
"Yeah, I think we got off on the wrong foot. Hi, I'm Grayson. Welcome to my home."
"Hey, sorry to try to kill you, dude. If you're cool with my sister, you're cool with me." Reaches out a hand that's all bloody and fucked up.
"Yeah," Grayson shakes his hand and says, "Hey, you know what? No worries. You are not the first person to try to kill me. It seems to be going around these days. So yeah, no harm, no foul. Totally get it."
What
the hell, you guys?
Oh my god.
He stands up very slowly, looking at Valen. "You cool if I stand up?"
Yeah, Valen puts his pistol away, but then the stone starts to glow just in case he's readying an action.
He runs up to 6 and he holds his hand out like for your guys'
"Yeah, we do our sweet special handshake."
He grabs your head, 6, and gives you a noogie.
Aww.
On your fur. One of your braids comes out.
Tarsh is going to go find his helmet and pick it up.
"Why are you in Moss? I thought you had some mission out in the Outer Realms."
"I did."
Were you going to like Terran 19 or something?"
"Yeah, we went there. We've been a couple other places too."
"That's so sick, dude."
We're here. We're doing some other cool secret mission stuff.
"Ham, do you want some banana bread, dude?"
all right. Thank you. I actually already ate.
All right. Yeah.
He takes 6's wrist. flips it over, takes his wrist and puts it on. You can add 2,000 credits to your inventory six. And he goes, that was for you helping me out last year. I don't know if you remember that one.
Oh, yeah. Hey, guys. This is my brother, Ham. Hammond. For long.
Hello, Ham.
Hey, Ham.
Sorry about punching and swinging my spear and all of that.
No, my bad.
That was a lot.
Sorry about that. Six, are you okay if I kill this guy? It's really good money. I'll split it with you.
I know. Usually I would say yes, because, you know how much I like money, but...
I respect it.
He's kind of a special one.
Wait, Ham, I have a question. How much are they paying you to kill me?
250,000 credits.
How about... And just hear me out. What if my family doubles it and keeps you on as part of our security force?
Very interesting. I'll think about it.
Yeah, for sure.
While this conversation's happening, Tarash is going to sneak away and go into the maze.
Must find the lover.
Do you know anything about this mirror?
Yeah, I set it up for you.
Can I just say, that is the best few minutes of my life so far, like in like the past month. Like, just the peace, the quiet, the able to like introspect and just have a moment to myself. Like, boy howdy. If you could help me put this on our ship, because, you know, every time I touch it, I get sucked into it, just as, like, a meditation chamber that we can just have, because
that's
this
a great
is
idea.
Truly, truly phenomenal.
Yeah, there's a safe word for it, and then it turns off.
Oh, what's the safe word?
You're not going to believe this. It's banana bread.
Got him.
I didn't get this far. I thought you guys would smash it.
No, we want to keep it.
Listen, we're not barbarians here.
He says in Sylvan, fuck around and find out.
I speak Sylvan.
So you hear him say fuck around and find out in Sylvan, and then the mirror stops. It becomes a normal mirror, so you all just see the reflection of the garden in it.
Yeah, this is great. I love that. Temple, I really think you'll enjoy being in there, too.
I'll give it a try.
Whoa. You're going to have to buy it off me, dude.
I mean, you did just try to kill me.
Oh, you know what? Fair. That's cool. Yeah, you know what? Gift to you. We're going to switch to Torash. You see dainty footsteps leading through. As you weave your way, you smell the different fragrances of roses, night blooms, knoll vines. But then you pick up on that earthy wooden scent, which is Tarwin. And as you round the last corner and lift the vines... At the very back of the maze, there's a bench and a small fountain, and Tarwin sits by herself, fiddling with a flower.
He loves me. He loves me. He loves me.
I'm crazy. I'm not crazy.
Hey, Tarwin?
She drops the flower in shock.
There's no magic here. It's just me. And I'm going to gently approach her.
She stands up shakily.
I just look at her and give her a really big hug.
No.
Hold her.
Kiss her.
I'm getting there. Look down at her with my hand on her face and give her a kiss again.
Oh!
Yeah!
She kisses you back. A hand kind of winding up your scales on the back of your neck. She then takes her forehead and puts it on your chest and says, Tarash, what have I done? She kind of looks at her feet uncomfortably and starts to walk back towards the bench in this maze, this garden maze, and sits down. As you see her sit, she... You've always known her as kind of a frail thing, but you notice that she started to really fill out.
Mm-hmm.
She's not as thin. Her hair is shimmering almost like starlight, just like the queen that you had seen in the vision.
Mm-hmm.
And she is kind of looking at her hands and fiddling with her fingers and just looks very uncomfortable.
The fake queen. Could I draw like a comparison between her and Tarwin?
Yes, 110%.
Okay.
They look extremely similar.
Tarash is going to walk up to Tarwin and he's not going to sit on the bench. He's going to sit kind of like at her feet kind of thing. kind of like crisscross applesauce and just kind of facing her.
Okay.
Do I notice like any marks, like anything like she was hurt?
Roll investigation.
That is an 11.
You can tell she's trying to pull her sleeves down a little, but yeah, there's like burn marks on her arms.
Okay. Tarash is just going to reach his hand up to her hands and just kind of like put it in her hands and just kind of look at her and just, so what do you remember?
She kind of looks up at you and makes eye contact, and her eyes are almost glistening with like tears, and she says, unfortunately, everything. I don't know what you've been told, or I'm assuming you're here because I blew up half of the estate.
You would be correct about that, yes.
I'm surprised you even want to see me.
Why wouldn't I?
Because I messed up. I can't do anything right.
Well, you know that's not true. You've learned, the only thing you've learned in this world is just, you know, the baking your muffins, the all the magic that you've made with, you know, the serum and just learning to survive. You've been like that for the past 18 years, and there's nothing more you've done outside of that. So, I mean, yeah, of course it's going to be hard to learn how to do everything at first, but that's just a part of life. Everything is just learning.
Yeah, learning and not hurting people and places and things.
Well, what are the visions that you saw?
I saw a beautiful place. It was like nature and magic and everything that made sense to me. And then I saw it ripped away. I saw it burning on fire and people in robes and a woman who looked just like me. I probably sound crazy.
I think I probably sound crazier for the fact that we saw the same exact vision you saw.
She kind of looks up at that, eyes wide. What do you mean?
When we were going to Tenebris to find the next part of what we were looking for on our mission, we ran into quite a fascinating being. My name was Kite. They were I don't know how to say this, quite a fancy rock lady. We found our ways to a storage pod that housed the parts that we needed. She found this just beautiful looking orb, and I wonder if it happened at the exact time that it happened with you. But as soon as she touched the orb, the exact same vision that you just explained just shot out from her eyes, and we all bared witness to what atrocities you also experienced.
That's kind of what happened to me too. Well, at least there's someone else who had a similar experience. I find it strange but comforting that of all of the beings in the entire universe, you were the ones that saw this. Maybe we were all meant to meet.
Well, that's how you wrote it, Justine. That's how it has to be.
Fucking Grant.
I have to say, just through my time that I've had as a warrior for Bahamut, I believe she has good faith in us. And I think she has plans for all of us down the road. She definitely has something in mind for us. And I believe it was meant to be for all of us to be together.
That's just the thing, though.
I'm not with you. Maybe it's for you all to be together, but something tells me deep down that the group is going to split soon. Just how I split away. Like something's going to happen.
And she kind of gets up and starts walking away, pulling her hands from yours, looking very sad and kind of trodden down.
I quickly get up and I walk by her and walk in front of her to kind of stop her from walking away. There's always the first step. Whether you're an adult, beautiful grown elf like yourself, we all have steps. You are taking your first steps to becoming an absolutely amazing, amazingly strong, amazingly powerful magician. And think of how far you have come since we have left. Don't think for a second that your time away from us has been negative. Sure, our time, it has sucked not seeing each other, because as you know, I have missed you very much. I'm not sure if you actually did know that, but I did miss you very much. And you have grown in power in ways that I am genuinely jealous of. For what you have learned in the past week or so since I've last seen you, I could hardly do with the years of school that I had.
I appreciate that. I'm not trying to sound ungrateful. I know you understand, but I stepped through her eyes, Torash. Whoever that woman was, I was in another world. I saw people and lives and what ifs and a thousand different possibilities. I saw a fairy made of pure fire drifting in the middle of space, waiting. I saw a Herengon sitting on a throne, animals who had been hurt and mutilated and had cruel machines shoved on their body, and I saw so many things that didn't make sense. I discovered where my heart, my entire existence belongs. And then it all started to get ripped away. It doesn't exist. And I know you and everyone with you are trying to prevent that from happening again, but to find your purpose and balance and then have it ripped away with you, from you, in a matter of a second. How is anyone supposed to comprehend that sort of suffering?
You can't.
When do you leave?
I'm not sure.
I don't want to be left here.
We've been facing a lot.
I hope you know that I didn't fall for you because I was lonely. I mean, not to sound strange, well, stranger than I already am, but I was happy on Terra 19. I was wrapped in the comfort of my purpose, even if it was in solitude. And then you all appeared like some strange comet streaking from the night skies, and you weren't just a spark from that comet. You make me feel heard, which the pirates never allowed me to do. And you make me feel seen, which my father never did. And I don't understand what my purpose is, but I have to make it right. And I don't know if that's going with you all or maybe finding someone who can help me understand what I saw. But I just want you to know that you were never a stepping stone or a cure to loneliness. You were so much more than that.
Fuck, that was really good, Justine. Holy shit. Seclusion is a dangerous game. Being by yourself as what you said, being in the comfort of what you're used to is a dangerous game. Once you get comfortable, you never want to leave.
That's true.
But there's no point to life being comfortable for the rest of it. I cannot commend you enough for taking that step and following us. And you have made my life so much more interesting than it was before. Breaking the rules of just conformity as in the form of the military life that I lived with my father. The conformity of trying to sit and learn magic in a school, but being freed from that just conformity and almost seclusion, just like you, being by myself on my own, trying to survive and learn by myself, has gotten me out of that. And I can't thank you enough for doing what you did and coming into my life.
She wraps her fingers around your fingers. I guess we're not so different as we thought.
I believe we see in each other what we both want in our goals, and that's a break from conformity and a break from seclusion, and being able to experience that between the two of us is something that I can't wait to experience.
So maybe I try to find what I'm looking for, and then I'll come and watch you at the Vaults of Nautical.
I wouldn't run it if you weren't there.
She smiles, and you notice there was like a little like flower bud behind her ear, and it kind of blooms just with channeling with her magic. And she kind of starts to walk towards the exit part of the maze, but then turns and goes,
I must ask, is Grayson terribly upset with me?
I think the fact that his family is okay, I think that's all that matters. I believe the Grayson family, the Grayson household, has significantly enough funds to repair their estate. I don't think he's terribly upset.
Would you be comfortable coming with me to my wing of this part of the house, if you can call this a house? It's so big. I don't think I'm ready to face them just yet.
Torash walks up to her. He kind of like stands by her and puts his arm out for her.
She goes to take it and then stops and goes,
speaking of formalities,
and she looks back and forth a little nervously and says,
did you know that there's a remembrance ceremony or a ball for the remembrance ceremony?
Judging by that question, I can probably assume what the next question is.
No, maybe Jericho asked me to go.
What did you say?
She looks pretty uncomfortable. And she says,
he told me that he would supply you all with information and things you might need. And he asked me over and over, and he uses really big words, Torash.
I'm sorry.
No, that's good.
That's good. He uses really big words.
I didn't think I'd see you again, and I knew you'd be at the ball, and I thought maybe that was the one way I could get to see you, and I said yes.
I'm going to be honest with you, Tarwin. I hate that fucker so much.
I didn't mean to hurt you.
No, don't apologize. I have a better idea. Well, why don't you just go with me instead?
Fuck
whatever he said. Who gives a shit about the fact that you said yes to him?
Are you sure?
I can't wait to see his face when he realizes that you're there with me instead.
And this huge smile splits on her face, like, this is the brightest she's been all night. She puts her arm through yours and kind of leans her head on your shoulder and says, okay, well, you're going to have to teach me to dance.
And then Torres just kind of like, kind of spins her around and does that like, kind of like romantic, like.
Oh, the dip?
I don't know. Yeah, the little dip. And then goes to kiss her again.
She definitely kisses you back.
Ugh.
And then we'll end it there.
Yay.
That was so good.
That was a good session.
I love that. Ooh. That was so good. I love that so much.
Ooh. We're going to leave on that pants hanger, cliffhanger.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, dude.
Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of Stardust Echoes, the Dungeon Boys' first campaign. We do have some big changes coming up to our show and some exciting news. So definitely keep your ear to the ground, nose to the grindstone, however you like to be involved. Speaking of being involved, you can check us out on Discord, Instagram, all the places that you do the social medias if that is your cup of tea. And now back on Patreon. So we have a couple of tiers for support where you can get behind the scenes information from the DM, early episode releases, and more. But with that, may all your space travels be safe.